Support for Here and Now comes in part from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org.
Welcome back.
In Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree, where Alph, the sacred river, ran through caverns measureless to man down to a sunless sea. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground with walls and towers were girdled round. And there were gardens, bright with sinuous rills, where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree. And here were forests, ancient as the hills, enfolding sunny spots of greenery.
The opening lines from Samuel Taylor Coleridge's Kubla Khan, read by Martin Savage. Coleridge said the poem came to him complete in a dream, but traveler Marco Polo described a similar garden centuries earlier because Kubla Khan was a real emperor and gardens like his were features of Chinese life for 3,000 years. Only one has survived, more or less intact. It was created by the Qianlong Emperor, a poet and painter, a contemporary of George Washington, and perhaps the wealthiest man of his day. His garden has been hidden from view until now, never before seen outside the Forbidden City. But now, 90 pieces of art and furniture from the garden are on view at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts, while their permanent home is being renovated. The exhibit is called The Emperor's Private Paradise, Treasures from the Forbidden City. We'll have pictures at our website. Nancy Berliner is curator of Chinese art at the Peabody Essex Museum and also an advisor to the Chinese Conservation Project at the Forbidden City. She dropped by our studio. Now, my apologies, I was a little stuffy that day, but she told us about the importance of the garden in China.
In China, a garden is a large enclosed space. The character for garden actually has a box around it. The garden itself is intended to be a microcosm of the universe and therefore includes mountains and forests, or at least something that will evoke mountains and forests, as well as houses and buildings, which are the human component of the universe.
We understand that when the last emperor left the Forbidden City in 1924, these gardens were just sealed off and became dormant.
Yes, the doors were just closed, and sealed. The objects stayed where they had been for 230 years. Basically, everything was there. And it was just dormant.
Wow. Well, it's just stunning to think of them just sitting there in the silence of hundreds of years of silence after being this profound place where emperors spent their time. But now many of the items, as we said, are on view at the Peabody Essex Museum. Tell us about some of them. A 16-panel jade and lacquer screen depicting what?
16 Luohan. Luohan are Buddhist figures, and they are typically depicted as rather grotesque.
They're ugly as heck.
Yeah.
Big bulbous noses. And
The Qianlong Emperor wrote poems about them, poems that went, you know, he has a really hunched back and he's got really long eyebrows, but it doesn't matter because he's enlightened. Mm. And the concept was that it didn't matter what you looked like on the outside, that appearances are superficial and what matters is what's on the inside.
He chose that side of the panel, but come to find out on the other side were exquisite paintings that nobody ever saw.
That's right. So for 230 years, nobody saw what was on the other side. And when the conservators removed the panels, they discovered exquisite golden lacquer paintings of different types of trees and flowers.
I'm looking at some more photographs from the beautiful catalog that goes along with the exhibit, The Emperor's Private Paradise, Treasures from the Forbidden City. We see beautiful homes by a pond. As we said, it's a garden, but that's a little bit of a misnomer. It's a place of meditation and contemplation. I'm also seeing that there's it looks like a full bedroom. What is this?
That is the studio of exhaustion from diligent service.
I need to go there. Tell us about that. This is on display, this studio that looks like a bedroom.
It's actually a stage.
There were other names like that of these different areas. What are they?
The Building of Extended Delight, the Supreme Chamber for Cultivating Harmony, the Bower of the Three Friends of Winter, the Pavilion of Ritual Purification.
A bath?
Actually, it was a wonderful space that has a man-made stream going through it. And it's supposed to evoke an event that happened in the year 353.
Is there a way to synopsize the event in 353?
The custom was for a group of scholars to gather together, sit by a stream, and float wine cups down the stream. And when the wine cup bumped against the bank near a person, they would drink the wine and write a poem. And at the end of the day, one of the scholars in the year 353 at this particular gathering wrote a preface to all these poems. And that preface became known as the most important piece of calligraphy in all of Chinese history.
Tell us of another item. I know there's rocks and furniture. What else?
He had furniture that was made out of the roots of trees. And then all the way to the other end of artificiality and man-made objects, trompe l'oeil murals.
Tricks of the eye.
Tricks of the eye, trompe l'oeil. We have one of the four trompe l'oeil murals, and in this painting we see a full room with palace women dressed in all their finery with their children. They're celebrating Chinese New Year's. They're wearing beautiful silk clothes. You can almost hear them all chattering. They're looking at paintings, calligraphy on the wall. So the space comes alive.
What's it like to see these items here in Salem, Massachusetts?
It's very exciting for me to sit in the space and see these objects that I first saw covered in dust in the palace and to now be able to share them. It's very gratifying.
And I should ask, what was it like to go into this forbidden area, you know, that had been asleep for over, 200 years? What's it like to go there?
It's a real thrill and a privilege to be able to walk through these spaces that basically have been preserved for 230 years. Occasionally, I feel almost like a eunuch might have felt, one of the eunuchs that was serving the emperor, to suddenly be privileged enough to glance around at these amazing constructions and have the same views that the Qianlong Emperor planned.
Is the hope that the Chinese actually get to see this at some point when it's renovated, or is it still going to be off limits?
No, the hope is definitely to be able to share these objects and the garden as well with the public in China. The Chinese know that this place has been called for many years the Jewel of the Forbidden City, with interiors unlike anything else anywhere.
So the anticipation must be incredible.
Yes. And once the exhibitions here are finished in America, the objects will go back and will probably never leave those spaces again.
Nancy Berliner is curator of Chinese art at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts. She's speaking of this exhibit of objects never before seen outside of the Forbidden City in Beijing. It's called The Emperor's Private Paradise, Treasures from the Forbidden City. For pictures, go to our website, hereandnow.org. Nancy, thank you.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure speaking with you.